This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the second hour of my little appearance this week. The name is Dave Simons, filling in for At Your Service, and happy to be here. Hopefully, you're all enjoying yourself wherever you may find yourself. And these days, because of technology, that just doesn't mean St. Louis, although, of course, Camo X, powerful waves across the fruited plain have long for years been heard about around much of the country in the evening. But these days, heck, you could be in Europe, you could be in Australia, you could be anywhere in the world and pick us up. In fact, I just got a text from some folks I know down in Texas. Hey, listening to you right now, sounding good. Like, well, you're not listening to me then. It is 9:06 in St. Louis. Or 907, just turned. Dave Simons here. By day, a certified financial planner managing money for higher net worth individuals. But by night, well, usually at night, I'm hanging around either playing the aforementioned guitar that I had just spoken of, taking that up just a couple of years ago, late in life, helping my wife do a crossword puzzle, or watching Netflix, or getting ready for tomorrow's business, but occasionally filling in at your service and just have a great time doing so because I get to sort of spread the wings and talk about things outside of what I do for a living. And that includes this story, which it's a lesson that I learned, and I think it's a reminder for all of us a little bit. And I'll set it up this way. So I turned 16 in 1978, and I had just purchased my first car from my dad. It's actually the family car, a 72 Dodge Duster. Paid a few hundred bucks. I don't even think I had the money. I probably had to give it to him over time or whatever. But that was my car. That was my first car, 72 Dodge Duster. And I'll never forget. This moment is indelible for me because we were living in Lake St. Louis at the time, and I'm driving down the service road on Highway 70 out at Lake St. Louis. And I just felt free, man. I'm 16 years old, my long hair blowing in the wind, windows down, it's the summer. And yes, I had long hair. Don't have any now. Haven't had any for a long time. But man, I had beautiful hair back then. Down, covered the neck, touching the shoulders. Oh, yeah. That was the way we did it back in the 70s. And I turned on, of course, when you're that age and still do occasionally, KC95. And I just felt like, I'm a man. I'm 16. I got my driver's license, baby. And I can listen to KC95 whenever I want. I don't have to worry about turning it up at home and people getting mad at me. I can do it here. And I don't know if it was the first song that came on. In my brain, that's what I remember. It might have been the eighth song. But this new song came on, and I don't know why, but it hit me that this is like the greatest song I've ever heard. Who is this? And I waited till the end, and the DJ said that was the new one from REO Speedwagon called Roll with the Changes. And I'm thinking, REO Speedwagon, I know them. I know some of their songs. Yeah, I think they do that. Golden Country. Yeah, they do that one. Riding the Storm Out. Yeah, that boy doesn't sound like them. That's just the most awesome song I've ever heard. Turns out that song had been out for a little bit and was out on their classically named album, You Can Tune a Piano, But You Can't Tune a Fish. I immediately went to Street Side Records, or maybe it was Peaches, one of the local iconic brand name record stores, and I picked the album up. And my friends, I played that over and over and over and over and over and over again. In fact, so much so that by the time I went to college to Mizzou a couple of years later, I had to buy another edition of it because I had just played the heck out of that thing. That band turned into immediately my favorite band of all time. And that 1-2 punch of Roll with the Changes and then Time for Me to Fly. I know that I'm preaching to the choir here in St. Louis for a lot of you, because St. Louis and KC really took REO under its wings in the early days when their first album came out in 1971. But man, I turned into a fanboy. To this day, I can't fully explain it. Don't we all have a band or an artist or something that for whatever reason just we connected with? And maybe your friend said, well, I think they're okay. I don't really understand the unbridled enthusiasm you have for this band. They're okay. That's how I was with REO. But a lot of St. Louisans really, really dug their music and still do to this day. But every time they would come out with an album, then Nine Lives came out in 79. Then, of course, the classic High Infidelity. But you fast forward into the internet age in the late 90s, and everybody was getting their own website, and REO was no different, and I would get on there, and here I am in my late 30s at the time, and I'm still as big of a fanboy of REO, seen the dozens of times, various places across the country. Kevin Cronin turned into almost an unhealthy idol of mine, because when I first saw them in concert in 1979, I was 17 years old, and here's Cronin dancing back and forth, and he had the most awesome hair. Speaking of hair, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, look it up. Do Kevin Cronin 1970s or old Kevin Cronin hair, something like that. The most awesome rock hair ever. Nobody. Maybe Robert Plant back in the days came somewhat close, but nobody ever had hair like that. And he played guitar, and he had this confidence. That's what I remembered most. Here's a guy who had confidence and was jamming, and this whole band. And next to him, Gary Richrath, the Peoria native. And, of course, the band was out of Champaign, so I felt like they were close, and they were the band. So I get online later on in life, in the late 90s, and I start participating in these chat rooms. This is a new thing, right? Chat rooms. This is awesome. I don't have to just tell everybody about my love of REO. Next to me, my friends got tired of it. My wife grew long tired of it. She said, I'm done going to REO shows, okay? But now I can talk to people I don't even know, and there are people like me out there. This is great. Well, because of my journalism background, I would actually type things that, shall we say, were a little different than the average mullet-headed rock guy. I know that sounds really elitist. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to come off that way. But it was a little different, and it caught the attention. It caught the attention of the president of the fan club, who had a direct line to the band. Oh, this is getting good. It gets good for a while until it didn't. Lesson to be learned, and in a way that maybe you're not even expecting. I want to continue that story about putting people up on a pedestal and disappointing you. And this is a story that's going to go a little off the deep end here before it gets a little bit better. So stay with us. You're listening to At Your Service on Camo X. Dave Simons filling in tonight. Yes, the fanboy of REO Speedwagon, about to tell you the story about the band and one person in particular letting him down. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Love you, man. Little old classic REO, REO 2 album, which, by the way, Brewster doesn't know this, but I'm about to refer to that album here in a second with this story. Welcome back at your service on Camo X. It's 919 in St. Louis. Dave Simons filling in tonight and continuing on with this story. So the president of the REO Speedwagon fan club, I'm sitting in my office in January of 2001. I don't remember the exact date, but it was 21 years ago this month. And I get a phone call. And she introduces herself as Kathy, and I don't want to give the last name, and you'll see why in a second. She introduces herself and said, I knew the name right away, and I said, "Kathy from the REO fan club?" She said, yeah. And I'm thinking, how did she get my phone number? That's weird. But she said, you know, today in Champaign, Illinois is REO Speedwagon Day. The governor of Illinois has signed a proclamation that in the state of Illinois, where they're from, they're doing a big celebration in Champaign, and they're in concert tonight in Champaign. And the mayor of Champaign is going to be there and give them a key to the city. And they're going to rename a portion of one of the major roads in Champaign, REO Speedwagon Way. And I said, of course I know that. I'm the biggest fanboy. I was thinking of going up there today. And she said, well, let me sweeten the deal for you a little bit. Kathy then proceeds to tell me she can't make it to the event. She's stuck in Milwaukee. She was going to, for the band, be the official photographer. And when they are done on stage outside in downtown Champaign, and by the way, it's a cold, snowy day, but the band was going to get on this podium and all the fans were going to show up braving the cold. And meanwhile, she was going to take pictures. And then after that was done and the mayor does his thing, the band was going to go into a place called the Red Lion. You old REO fans will know exactly what I'm talking about. It's on the back of the REO 2 album where the band is shown inside the Red Lion. They used to play in that place. It still exists. I don't know if it's the same name, by the way. I don't know that. But it was still there in 2001. And the band was going to go in there for a private get-together with family and friends and just celebrate what just happened. And then later that night, they were going to have just a regular concert where the Illini basketball teams play. Kathy tells me she would like me to take her place, that she has a media pass waiting for me in the mayor's office. And could I take a camera up there, take pictures, and then be with the band as they are? I'm not kidding. I'm sitting here listening to this going, I feel like those girls at the Ed Sullivan Show screaming with the Beatles in 1964. That's how over the top I am with this band ever since I was 16 years old. And there's another media pass waiting for me, which then I invited my partner there at work, still my partner to this day, Tom Cordes. And Tom knows how big of a fan. I said, Tom, you and I, man, we're going to Champaign, Illinois. We go trucking up there. We get the media passes. We're standing outside. Sure enough, limo pulls up. Here's the band. We, Tom and I, both have our cameras. We're taking pictures, which, by the way, were posted on the REO Speedwagon site. Got lots of accolades for that. And I'm thinking the whole time, I get to go with these guys inside the Red Lion over here. I'm going to get to hang with them. And I'm going to get to say hello to my earthly idol, Kevin Cronin, who now has shorter hair and a different color. But nonetheless, it's him. So everything gets wrapped up. Everybody walks in, and I'm thinking, bye, losers. I get to go inside with my media pass because Kathy, the head of the fan club, personally selected yours truly to go in with one of the iconic rock bands known to U.S. rock fans. Who, by the way, should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but that's another story. So we go in there. After a few minutes, I literally find myself standing next to Kevin Cronin, who's not next to anybody. I don't know why. He's just got a water, and look, and he's right there. And I'm going, okay, don't be stupid. Say something. Introduce yourself. He's just a man who's got a great deal of musical talent. That's it. So I said, hey, Kevin. Yeah. He's got that higher pitch voice. That almost sounded like Michael Jackson. I said, Kevin, my name is Dave Simons, and I just wanted to let you know, man, I've been a big fan since the early days and KC95 in St. Louis. And oh, we love KC95. They're one of our first. And that's kind of how he talks. We love KC95. I said, I know, man, that they were one of the first, if not the first, big station to really promote your music. And that's how I found you guys. And I kind of told the whole story and he seemed genuinely interested. And I'm thinking this, I can't believe this is happening. This is Kevin Cronin. The guy that I just, when I was 16, 17 years old, I would look at him on stage and I want to be that guy. And here I am. And then I made the fateful decision. I said, Kevin, this is not what I actually do for a living. I'm not a photographer. I was actually invited by Kathy, last name, the president of the fan club, who you may know. And she, and he said, what? I said, oh, I was, Kathy couldn't make it. So she called me today. And he goes, oh, okay. Hold on. He looks down at his feet. He looks at me again. He's like, he's now eyeballing me. He looks down at his feet again, like something ain't working here in his world. He then leaves, goes over to their manager, Tom Consolo, who's still their manager, consults with him and their keyboardist, Neil Dowdy, who, by the way, is from the Metro East area. They both turn around. They're all looking at me. I'm like, holy bleep. What is going on? My buddy Tom walks over. He is seeing this from a distance. He's like, dude, what's going on? I don't know. I just mentioned Kathy Kneep's name and Kevin Cronin, KC. People are close to him. We call him KC. KC like flips out or something. Consolo walks over and said, excuse me, who are you again? I'm Dave Simons. I'm from St. Louis. I was asked by Kathy to, and that's when he stops. He goes, okay, this party's over, so I'm going to need to escort you out. And I look at, what? And I don't like what I can, when I'm bullied, I don't like it. There's something that gets triggered there. And I didn't budge at first. And I said, no one else is leaving. And he said, well, we're going to ask them to leave in just a second. That's when he got physical, not physical, but he grabbed my elbow. And now he is physically escorting me out of there. And Tom's following. My friends, what happened? This is crazy, but true story. Kathy set me up. She had sued the band. And I think the band was countersuing her. If not at that moment, they would. And it was over something I'm not even going to get into. Let me just say that Kathy ended up going to jail. The former president of the REO fan club, I unknowingly got caught in the middle of this huge legal thing. That's why Kathy couldn't leave Milwaukee. That's why she couldn't. Wasn't even allowed to get anywhere near REO. She had a restraining order on her. And here I am, doop 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 doop, like an Odie dog. Hey, Kevin. Hey, Kevin Cronin. Hey, everybody at REO Speedwagon. Guess who sent me? Kathy did. No wonder they flipped out. They didn't know who I was. I found that out the next day. But I was so outraged by the whole thing. I actually had a ticket to the show that night, and I did go, but I never got out of my chair. I'm like, this band can you know what? I turned against my own band because I didn't know what happened at the time. But as I'm driving back, I'm saying, I've just started laughing. I'm like, dude, you know what happened? I'll tell you what happened. You have to know, everybody, and I've said this before, I'm a man of strong faith, all right? Jesus Christ is my Savior. God is, I'm very biblically sound. To this day, I'm convinced that was a God thing. I had so idolized another human being and put him on this pedestal that once I was able to finally get close, this, by the way, I have no animosity toward Kevin Cronin. This is not his fault at all. But it was a lesson to me. That you are idolizing the wrong things, man. No wonder you're devastated here. No wonder this will forever change the way you look at the band. And it did for a while. I couldn't even play the music for a while. Now, 20 years later, I'm back just loving their music. And in fact, I have tickets to their show this summer at Riverport. Yes, I still call it Riverport. With Styx and Loverboy. I'm dating myself, but I'm still the classic rock guy. So it's totally over. By the way, I told that story eventually to the new REO fan club head. And she passed that on to the band. I got a personal email from one of the co-founders, the man who named the band REO Speedwagon, Neil Dowdy, the keyboard player, still with them after all these years. He sent me an email and said, and by the way, he said, we figured you didn't know what was going on. And I apologize. We knew when you were being escorted out, you probably had no idea what was happening. but we couldn't take that chance. And I'm thinking, okay, why don't I get free tickets then? Why don't I get to go backstage again and do this all over? But whatever, it didn't happen. So I know that some of you probably have had similar stories of meeting someone that you really admired and thought the world of and then felt let down. Mine's a little bit more of a dramatic example of that because I was too much of a fanboy, too much of that giggly middle schooler. And at the same time, it really wasn't the person letting me down. It was the whole concept of what had happened there. So to bring this full circle, I had mentioned at the end of the previous hour, there was one person's death that really probably shook me more than most. No, not Kevin Cronin. He's still out there doing his thing. But Gary Richrath, the lead guitarist who wrote their classics, many of their classic songs like Riding the Storm Out, Golden Country, the classic Take It on the Run off their High Infidelity album. He wrote that. And I knew he had been ill. He lived a hard life. And I'll leave it at that. And it caught up to him. He died a little shy of his 66th birthday back in the fall of 2015. I felt like a piece of me was taken away at that point. And it will happen as we all get older and other members of REO. I'm thinking they will predecease me, you know, God willing. But just like Lou Brock, Bob Gibson, Hank Aaron, who I loved on growing up, sports idols who passed away, and that really affected me a couple of years ago. Even more so with Gary Richrath, that wonderful man who I actually got to meet too. He was not with the band back in 2001. He had been somewhat unceremoniously dumped by the band in 89, but I had gotten to meet him in the 80s in another venue. Just a great guy. So anyway, that concludes a long story, but a rather interesting one that when I write my book, when I write my memoirs, I've been asked to because I have a million weird, wild stories like that of crazy things happening to me. That will be one of them for sure. All right. When we come back, I really need to shift this up because I haven't really talked anything about things in my lane, in my area of expertise. And I think we need to. With the stock market being so volatile, I want to give you some of my personal observations of what's happening as we try to sort through all of this volatility, where we think this thing is going, and what all of us investors should know. It is 9:33 in St. Louis. Thanks for indulging me to that kind of long story. Hopefully you found it somewhat entertaining through my painful recollections of it. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is 9:37 in St. Louis. Dave Simons here tonight. Thanks so much for indulging me this evening. I will sign off at 10 o'clock. The next time that I know that I'll be on the air will be my usual hosting of the Dollars and Cents show, which will be a couple of weeks from this weekend. It'll be Sunday, February 13th. That is a Sunday, right, I believe? Anyway, it's that second Sunday in February. For those of you who get my weekly commentary on Fridays, of course, I keep everyone updated on that. Well, speaking of chat rooms, and I promise no more references to idolized rock bands and artists, but one of the things that I'll do is when I go online and I look at financial news, which I do, of course, every day for my job, and I'll just see how things are going in the markets. I'll read analysis and other professionals and their opinions, and some of the websites then will allow for just anybody to get on there and comment on the story. I printed this one out because it might be the best comment from a regular reader I have ever read when it comes to the stock market. This person might be an investment professional. I have no idea. He does list his name, Michael Palmeter, P-A-L-M-E-T-E-R, Michael Palmeter. I have no idea where in the country he even lives because this is a big, you know, this was MarketWatch.com, I believe, is where I found this. But people were talking about a story on an analyst who was predicting where the stock market's going to go, which is always a foolish thing. People get paid a lot of money for being wrong. That's what that industry is. So here's Michael Palmeter, and he writes, quote, I've been reading prognostications in the financial media for 25 years. It has become very, very clear to me that predictions are not the result of new information or predictive models. They are the consequence of investor desperation to know unknowable things and a willingness to indulge in magical thinking rather than live with the world as it is. Put these in the same category as fad diets. Always wrong, but nobody wants to know that because it makes them feel helpless. But be very, very cognizant of your own emotional state before you make an investment decision based on the rationale presented by experts. And he's got colons around the experts. Quotes around the word experts. They may be right occasionally, but all the data we have suggests that this is indistinguishable from mere coincidence. There is no art or science that has proven efficacy when it comes to predicting market prices. And I read that and said, after all of these years reading comments from just unknown people related to the article, that is the best I've ever read. And I wanted to give it its just due because everything that he writes there is exactly right. My friends, I have no idea where this current correction is going to bottom. I have no idea when. Maybe it already has. Maybe we have to go down another 10% or more from here. Nobody knows with any kind of precision. But like I had said previously, that's not how our brains are wired. It's too scary. We can't deal with the unknown. We would rather be faced with the boogeyman in front of us than the unknown thing lurking behind that closet, because we have no idea what's behind there. We want to see the danger right in front of us, and then quickly we can try to react to it. And that's the way it is with the market. It's almost like, is the market going to drop 30%? I can handle that if you can tell me for sure it is. And if somebody comes out and says, well, it is, I've done the data and it's falling 30%. Okay, I don't like that, but at least now I know. Folks, that's dangerous because that person has no idea. And now you're basing a decision on anyone's guess. And even though that person is supposedly an investment professional and might work at some big investment firm or financial institution and appears on CNBC and gets quoted in the Wall Street Journal, I'm telling you, that person's opinion on where the market is going the next couple of months is no better or no more valid than yours. You don't even have to know anything. I run a contest, as some of you know, who get the commentary every year. Guess the Dow. It's a fun little thing. All right. We only do it for fun. And so I send this out to about 1,000 people. And it says, and it's always in the beginning of the year. And I tell people, you have a week. Send me where you think the Dow is going to finish. It's just purely a luck game. No, there weren't many people who got anywhere close to what the Dow finished last year because it was a lot stronger than normal. Most of the guesses, of course, are going to be on the upside, 10% or more. Well, what if it's on the downside? Okay, somebody guessed on the downside because they're smarter than the guy that predicted the market was going to be up 20%? No. Now, we try to convince ourselves we got it right because we're smart. How many of you sometimes play in those the March Madness office pools? I know it gets really delicate because legally some offices you're not supposed to play. All right, so let's be adults here and say it's a common thing. So you've got these office pools. How many times does the smartest guy who knows college basketball inside and out win those things versus the person over here that knows a little bit, but that person wins? Happens all the time, right? The person who supposedly knows exactly the matchup, this team versus the other, because that point guard has a great ability to kind of push off the screen over here and make that. So I'm going to do. No, it doesn't matter when they start playing. it's the person in the cubicle next to you said, I like them because of the team colors purple. And that guy wins. And it's the same way with guessing the stock market. Now, we can be reasonable. I don't want to totally dismiss the art of trying to figure out where things are going. That can have some value, but only in how it affects you personally. So one thing that we have to really keep in mind during this decline is, how is this affecting you personally achieving your longer-term goals? It shouldn't affect it at all. But my friends, we're going to have an honest discussion here. If this decline, which isn't really a huge decline, it's only a big decline if you have been really aggressive and only buying some of these so-called meme stocks, the Robinhood app crowd stocks, putting half your money in Bitcoin at the top, then you're in a deep doo-doo here, right? But I'm talking to the rest of you who have been responsible and might be a little freaked out about this decline. It shouldn't be affecting your long-term goals. This should have been built in, just like banks have to do stress tests every year. I say this all the time. Do a stress test on your own investment account. Take 20% off tonight. Go in there, say, this is what I have invested with all of my accounts, and whack 20% off by the time you wake up in the morning. Has that materially impacted what you're trying to achieve? And the answer is yes, that really sets me back. Then we've got some issues with your plan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
right, welcome back, everybody. It is 9:37 in St. Louis. Dave Simons here tonight. Thanks so much for indulging me this evening. I will sign off at 10 o'clock. The next time that I know that I'll be on the air will be my usual hosting of the Dollars and Cents show, which will be a couple of weeks from this weekend. It'll be Sunday, February 13th. That is a Sunday, right, I believe? Anyway, it's that second Sunday in February. For those of you who get my weekly commentary on Fridays, of course, I keep everyone updated on that. Well, speaking of chat rooms, and I promise no more references to idolized rock bands and artists, but one of the things that I'll do is when I go online and I look at financial news, which I do, of course, every day for my job, and I'll just see how things are going in the markets. I'll read analysis and other professionals and their opinions, and some of the websites then will allow for just anybody to get on there and comment on the story. I printed this one out because it might be the best comment from a regular reader I have ever read when it comes to the stock market. This person might be an investment professional. I have no idea. He does list his name, Michael Palmeter, P-A-L-M-E-T-E-R, Michael Palmeter. I have no idea where in the country he even lives because this is a big, you know, this was MarketWatch.com, I believe, is where I found this. But people were talking about a story on an analyst who was predicting where the stock market's going to go, which is always a foolish thing. People get paid a lot of money for being wrong. That's what that industry is. So here's Michael Palmeter, and he writes, quote, "I've been reading prognostications in the financial media for 25 years. It has become very, very clear to me that predictions are not the result of new information or predictive models. They are the consequence of investor desperation to know unknowable things, and a willingness to indulge in magical thinking rather than live with the world as it is. Put these in the same category as fad diets. Always wrong, but nobody wants to know that because it makes them feel helpless. But be very, very cognizant of your own emotional state before you make an investment decision based on the rationale presented by experts." And he's got colons around the experts. Quotes around the word experts. "They may be right occasionally, but all the data we have suggests that this is indistinguishable from mere coincidence. There is no art or science that has proven efficacy when it comes to predicting market prices." And I read that and said, after all of these years reading comments from just unknown people related to the article, that is the best I've ever read. And I wanted to give it its just due because everything that he writes there is exactly right. My friends, I have no idea where this current correction is going to bottom. I have no idea when. Maybe it already has. Maybe we have to go down another 10% or more from here. Nobody knows with any kind of precision. But like I had said previously, that's not how our brains are wired. It's too scary. We can't deal with the unknown. We would rather be faced with the boogeyman in front of us than the unknown thing lurking behind that closet, because we have no idea what's behind there. We want to see the danger right in front of us, and then quickly we can try to react to it. And that's the way it is with the market. It's almost like, is the market going to drop 30%? I can handle that if you can tell me for sure it is. And if somebody comes out and says, well, it is, I've done the data and it's falling 30%. Okay, I don't like that, but at least now I know. Folks, that's dangerous because that person has no idea. And now you're basing a decision on anyone's guess. And even though that person is supposedly an investment professional and might work at some big investment firm or financial institution and appears on CNBC and gets quoted in the Wall Street Journal, I'm telling you, that person's opinion on where the market is going the next couple of months is no better or no more valid than yours. You don't even have to know anything. I run a contest, as some of you know, who get the commentary every year. Guess the Dow. It's a fun little thing. All right. We only do it for fun. And so I send this out to about 1,000 people. And it says, and it's always in the beginning of the year. And I tell people, you have a week. Send me where you think the Dow is going to finish. It's just purely a luck game. No, there weren't many people who got anywhere close to what the Dow finished last year because it was a lot stronger than normal. Most of the guesses, of course, are going to be on the upside 10% or more. Well, what if it's on the downside? Okay, somebody guessed on the downside because they're smarter than the guy that predicted the market was going to be up 20%? No. Now, we try to convince ourselves we got it right because we're smart. How many of you sometimes play in those the March Madness office pools? I know it gets really delicate because legally some offices you're not supposed to play. All right, so let's be adults here and say it's a common thing. So you've got these office pools. How many times does the smartest guy who knows college basketball inside and out win those things versus the person over here that knows a little bit, but that person wins? Happens all the time, right? The person who supposedly knows exactly the matchup, this team versus the other, because that point guard has a great ability to kind of push off the screen over here and make the, so I'm going to do, no, it doesn't matter when they start playing. It's the person in the cubicle next to you said, I like them because of the team colors purple, and that guy wins. And it's the same way with guessing the stock market. Now, we can be reasonable. I don't want to totally dismiss the art of trying to figure out where things are going. That can have some value, but only in how it affects you personally. So one thing that we have to really keep in mind during this decline is, how is this affecting you personally achieving your longer-term goals? It shouldn't affect it at all. But my friends, we're going to have an honest discussion here. If this decline, which isn't really a huge decline, it's only a big decline if you have been really aggressive and only buying some of these so-called meme stocks, the Robinhood app crowd stocks, putting half your money in Bitcoin at the top, then you're in a deep doo-doo here, right? But I'm talking to the rest of you who have been responsible and might be a little freaked out about this decline. It shouldn't be affecting your long-term goals. This should have been built in, just like banks have to do stress tests every year. I say this all the time. Do a stress test on your own investment account. Take 20% off tonight. Go in there, say, this is what I have invested with all of my accounts, and whack 20% off by the time you wake up in the morning. Has that materially impacted what you're trying to achieve? And the answer is yes, that really sets me back. Then we've got some issues with your plan. You're either unreasonable in your goals, you're way too aggressive, you've got money that you need in the next year or two invested in stocks, you should never do that. So it's time to do a recalibration of expectations here. For the rest of us, we say, yeah, we don't like these pullbacks, don't care for the sticker shock, but ultimately, my plan is still in place. And even if we were to go down even further here, it's still in place. And if anything, maybe I'll start to nibble and buy a little bit more if this thing goes a little deeper here. I'm not trying to market time, just taking advantage of some of the declines. It wouldn't surprise me at all, my friends, if the market's still going down here a little bit. This is a reset based on higher inflation and the inevitability of higher interest rates. The Fed has been very clear they will start raising short-term rates. The market is doing its bidding ahead of time. All right, so don't panic. Don't get bent out of shape. Just accept the unknown, like Michael Palmiter said, in a well-crafted response to a professional making some specific recommendation or opinion where the market's going, and he doesn't have a clue. We'll be right back. It is 9:52. It has really been a lot of fun for me to visit with everybody the last couple of hours. Look forward to doing it again. Don't know when that'll be. Occasionally I'll get the text from the folks at KMOX. Hey, can you fill in next Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, whatever the date might be. I'll let everybody know from time to time on my commentary. Now, the next time I host my regular show, which is Dollars and Cents, will be in a couple of weeks, the second Sunday of February, which I believe is the 13th. I know it's right before Valentine's Day. All right, I want to end on this. I had talked about the fact that it's impossible to know, of course, exactly where the stock market is going over the next couple of weeks, month, quarters, whatever. But I am such a contrarian. I have found that to be a really good guide for me. I talk about it all the time. And when everybody gets over to one side of the boat, you've got a problem with that boat capsizing. So I, just to be safe, like to go to the other side. I might look like a real loser at first, but it genuinely and generally serves me well eventually. And I find that way with investing at the same time. So one of the things that I do every week is I look at investment sentiment surveys. If I notice a huge amount of enthusiasm and giddiness and a majority of people are bullish, yeah, I start to think, you know what? I don't know that we need to keep adding to stocks right now. I think we, in fact, if anything, maybe we should take a little profit. It's not market timing. We still stay invested, but it's just, it's being prudent and managing money in a very prudent way. Conversely, if we see that the number of bulls are way down and people are really nervous and scared, and we compare the percentages to other past times, we might see that, oh, whenever it gets this low for the number of bulls, that's typically a good sign that the market's about to turn. Well, let me give you an update. The American Association of Individual Investors, AAII, I think is one of the best contrarian sites that you can see. The number of bulls, and you have three choices. It's a very non-scientific poll, so let me throw that out there. But it's been pretty consistent. And you have three choices when you participate. You can say you're bullish, bearish, or neutral on the market for the next 6 months. 3 weeks in a row now, the bullish number has been below 25%. The last 3 weeks, between 20 and 25%. You should know that that doesn't happen very often. The last time it did was in June of 2020. Right as the market was about to just take straight off in the early days of the pandemic. So if you were a contrarian and you saw that the bullish number was between 20 and 25% 3 weeks in a row in June of 20, what a great time to buy. The average investor got it wrong from a sentiment standpoint. Go back to 2008-09, again in 2000-02 into 03, the two worst bear markets that we've seen in the last couple of generations. The same thing happened. 3 weeks in a row. Folks, this is amazing to me. I'll give you one example. In the Great Recession of 2008, all right, that started in late 07 and lasted into early 09. 3 weeks in a row, the bullish sentiment was below 25%. What were those 3 weeks? The weeks of February 19th of 09, February 26th of 09, and March 5th of 09. That March 5th number was 19%, one of the lowest numbers on record. Days later, the following Monday would be the final low the market would put in, and then one of the great bull markets of all time was born. That's not to guarantee that we're about to go straight back up. I just throw that out to you to say that we do not see giddiness, and we do not see overriding enthusiasm about the stock market, and that's actually a good sign. Doesn't mean we can't go down more, but I am not of the opinion that we are about to see some major crash going forward. Good luck to you with all your investing, and the next time we'll talk will be that second Sunday in February on the Dollars and Cents Show. Make it a good one. We'll talk then. It is 9:52. It has really been a lot of fun for me to visit with everybody the last couple of hours. Look forward to doing it again. Don't know when that'll be. Occasionally I'll get the text from the folks at KMOX. Hey, can you fill in next Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, whatever the date might be. I'll let everybody know from time to time on my commentary. Now, the next time I host my regular show, which is Dollars and Cents, will be in a couple of weeks, the second Sunday of February, which I believe is the 13th. I know it's right before Valentine's Day. All right, I want to end on this. I had talked about the fact that it's impossible to know, of course, exactly where the stock market is going over the next couple of weeks, month, quarters, whatever. But I am such a contrarian. I have found that to be a really good guide for me. I talk about it all the time. And when everybody gets over to one side of the boat, you've got a problem with that boat capsizing. So I, just to be safe, like to go to the other side. I might look like a real loser at first, but it genuinely and generally serves me well eventually. And I find that way with investing at the same time. So one of the things that I do every week is I look at investment sentiment surveys. If I notice a huge amount of enthusiasm and giddiness and a majority of people are bullish, yeah, I start to think, you know what? I don't know that we need to keep adding to stocks right now. I think we, in fact, if anything, maybe we should take a little profit. It's not market timing. We still stay invested, but it's just, it's being prudent and managing money in a very prudent way. Conversely, if we see that the number of bulls are way down and people are really nervous and scared, and we compare the percentages to other past times, we might see that, oh, whenever it gets this low for the number of bulls, that's typically a good sign that the market's about to turn. Well, let me give you an update. The American Association of Individual Investors, AAII, I think is one of the best contrarian sites that you can see. The number of bulls, and you have three choices. It's a very non-scientific poll, so let me throw that out there. But it's been pretty consistent. And you have three choices when you participate. You can say you're bullish, bearish, or neutral on the market for the next 6 months. 3 weeks in a row now, the bullish number has been below 25%. The last 3 weeks, between 20 and 25%. You should know that that doesn't happen very often. The last time it did was in June of 2020. Right as the market was about to just take straight off in the early days of the pandemic. So if you were a contrarian and you saw that the bullish number was between 20 and 25% 3 weeks in a row in June of 20, what a great time to buy. The average investor got it wrong from a sentiment standpoint. Go back to 2008-09, again in 2000-02 into 03, the two worst bear markets that we've seen in the last couple of generations. The same thing happened. 3 weeks in a row. Folks, this is amazing to me. I'll give you one example. In the Great Recession of 2008, all right, that started in late 07 and lasted into early 09. 3 weeks in a row, the bullish sentiment was below 25%. What were those 3 weeks? The weeks of February 19th of 09, February 26th of 09, and March 5th of 09. That March 5th number was 19%, one of the lowest numbers on record. Days later, the following Monday would be the final low the market would put in, and then one of the great bull markets of all time was born. That's not to guarantee that we're about to go straight back up. I just throw that out to you to say that we do not see giddiness, and we do not see overriding enthusiasm about the stock market, and that's actually a good sign. Doesn't mean we can't go down more, but I am not of the opinion that we are about to see some major crash going forward. Good luck to you with all your investing, and the next time we'll talk will be that second Sunday in February on the Dollars and Cents Show. Make it a good one. We'll talk then.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.